Hello, listeners, and welcome, colleagues. It is another review day for We Want to Believe, partially because it's the new year and we're taking a little time off, and partially, as you can clearly hear, I have a bad cold and nobody wants to listen to me sound like this for a solid 45 minutes. So instead, we are going to play you episode 5, way back from about 3 years ago, when we watched the episode about the Jersey Devil, and it is called Is Robert Smith the Jersey Devil? This is one where Helen shows me a drawing from the episode that nearly destroys me with laughter. It is pretty amazing. So please enjoy it. We may have one more week off next week where you'll get to hear an old episode and hopefully enjoy it, but then we'll be back with fresh stuff. Bye.
I'm Helen.
And I'm Liz.
And we're sisters,
scientists,
and lifelong X-Files fans.
And this is We Want to Believe.
All right, so today we're talking about the season one X-Files episode, The Jersey Devil. And let me begin by saying, this is Liz, by the way, and I did not watch this episode. I watched it decades ago, but not this last week. It's been super busy. I am a writer, and I just recently got signed by a literary agent, Allison Helgers, at Stimola Literary Studio. Super exciting time.
We're very excited.
It's really, really awesome. I write young adult fiction, and Allison just seems fantastic, and I'm really excited to have her represent me and send things out to editors.
Try to sell
my book.
Yes.
But yeah, I didn't watch this episode. So luckily, Helen has lots of thoughts about it, so I'm just going to let her tell me stuff. I do have some general Jersey Devil knowledge.
That was going to be my first question, which was, what do you remember? Like, tell me what you are...
What I remember about the episode?
Tell me what you remember, like, in a general...
I remember one thing the most, which is that I felt that, like, they represented the Jersey Devil to be like a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
But my understanding of the Jersey Devil is that he's not like a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
He's supposed to have wings and a terrible scream. And maybe hooves.
Yes.
And I felt like this was basically a Bigfoot on the other coast sort of story.
Yes.
And that there's something at the end where it's like they were a family or a mother and baby or a wife and husband devil or something. And I just thought that was dumb. And that's all I remember.
And so you had told me, like we said last episode, you had told me to not bother watching it.
Yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day.
Thank God I didn't tell you that this week. And neither of us would have watched it.
And I had so much fun watching this episode.
Really?
I'm so mad that I never saw it before. I mean, it's not a good episode, but there's like all this good Mulder and Scully stuff.
Really?
And there's all this like biological anthropology.
What?
And I mean, like, I have so much to say.
Oh my
it's
God.
Like exactly in my wheelhouse.
Oh my God. I'm such a jerk.
Yeah.
Once again, a theme of yet another one of our podcasts.
So, episode starts out. It's 1947 in New Jersey.
Oh.
And there is a family in their car singing bingo, which I hate. They get a flat tire. And the guy goes outside to fix it, and you hear a growl, and then something grabs him and drags him into the forest.
Okay.
So then it cuts to modern day police searching through the woods, and they find a body, and they also find a cave, and it's clear that they're, like, standing outside the cave, and they think someone or something is in it.
Okay.
And they blindly shoot into the cave, which was
awesome.
My first comment.
Awesome.
Yeah, because...
That's what you do.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like...
We don't know what's in this cave. Let's shoot it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess we've seen police do all sorts of horrible things gun-wise.
Yes.
So maybe shooting into a cave is not even going to make a top 10 list.
Yeah.
But it still seems ill-advised.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Then we have the theme song.
Okay.
We see Scully walk into the office, and Mulder is reading a magazine, and she makes, like, a working hard Mulder joke. And Scully is actually the one to propose the case.
No way!
Which I thought was novel.
Yeah.
And she tells him that they have found a body in the woods, so presumably the modern-day police we just saw.
Yeah.
and his arm and shoulder appear to have been eaten off by a human.
Awesome.
Yeah. And so Mulder brings up the Jersey Devil and has a similar case from 1947, presumably the one in the cold open. And now I want to talk a little bit about the Jersey Devil.
Okay.
So I'm going to start by reading you the story, the origin story of the Jersey Devil.
Okay.
And then I will tell you the source, and that's on purpose.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm on board for this. This is fun.
On a dark and stormy night in 1735, something terrible happened in the Pine Barrens near Leeds Point. The thunder howled and the wind roared outside. Inside a small house, Mother Leeds was giving birth to her 13th baby. Ooh. No one knew for sure exactly what happened, but people had lots of ideas. Mother Leeds said she wanted the baby to be the devil. The baby was born with a tail. I don't know why I'm doing different voices.
Embrace it. I'm loving it.
The baby was born with a tail, wings, and hooves and flew up the chimney. The baby looked normal, but then it changed. That was another person. That night, the Jersey Devil was born. This is one of the most popular stories about how the devil was born, but there are many others. A different story says that a town put a curse on a young girl who fell in love with a British soldier during the Revolutionary War. When she gave birth, it was to the Jersey Devil. Another story says a gypsy girl, which that is a slur now, a Romani girl, put a curse on someone because she didn't give the person food. The curse caused her to give birth to the Jersey Devil.
A lot of birth.
There's a lot of birth, yeah. Locals in the Pine Barrens call it the Leeds Devil. Hmm. They say it has, this is where we get to your description, a horse's head, long legs with hooves, two short front legs, and a bat's wings.
Aw. It's kind of like one of my dogs. Yeah. Archer's a little Jersey Devil. I mean, it doesn't have the wings, but...
He is a devil.
Yeah.
No one knows how tall it is. Some people think it's 6 feet tall. Others think it's 3 or 4 feet tall. Okay.
It's a diminutive little devil.
Yes. So that whole thing I just read, I'm skipping the end of it. Any guesses where I got it?
It was written too fancifully to be from Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I would think. So, like... I would guess some random crackpot website like cryptidsrus.com or something.
Would you guess the official state website for the state of New Jersey?
What?
Yep, that comes from a .gov.
No! That's the best! I know. That makes me so happy.
I know.
Oh my God.
That's why I wanted to wait.
That's fabulous.
I also found some information from the Cryptid Wiki, which is a mildly crackpot website. At that website, the Cryptid Wiki, I took a What Cryptid Are You quiz.
That's awesome. And I
got the Ahul. Ahul?
I feel like I've heard of
A-H-O-O-L.
That. Okay.
It's a winged creature that lives in the jungles of Java.
Neat.
Which I feel okay with.
Yeah. I want to take it. Everybody, take that quiz, find out what cryptid you are, and let us know.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that Mother Leeds story was repeated elsewhere. I found an interesting, not interesting enough that I bothered saving it to read now, but I found an interesting folklore journal called something like Western Folklore, and it had like updates to different folklore stories.
Okay.
And so, and this was from the 50s. And so there were a few that were like updates to the Jersey Devil, like someone writing in to ask if the Jersey Devil was real and them like explaining it. And then I did find an article from, I believe it was the 1930s, in a newspaper from Pine Barrens, New Jersey. It was a story about how residents had seen a glowing figure with a loud screech.
Oh, okay.
So they went out to investigate, and they found a farmer who didn't want people on his field, and so he had put a foghorn under a sheet.
What?
And told people it was the Jersey Devil.
I'd like to imagine that the sound was kind of like the noise you make when you're helping Zach test the levels.
Ooh!
Yeah.
So that's the Jersey Devil. Okay. We'll start there.
Okay. The New Jersey State website. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I was really pleased. So they go to Atlantic City, which is in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. They go to the pathologist's office, and the pathologist, who I like quite a bit, she's very no-nonsense and has short, dark hair, shows them that the teeth marks on the body are human.
Cool.
He had a higher blood alcohol level and a skull fracture, so they're not sure if he was alive at the time.
Okay.
So I'm going to hope he wasn't.
Yeah.
And we'll just skip right over talking more about human teeth and whether or not they can bite off an arm.
Molly, if you happen to know that yeah. from veterinary school, let us know.
From Friday night.
Yeah.
Mulder wants to stay and investigate, but Scully has her godson's birthday party to get to.
Oh my God, I forgot. Wait a second. Godson?
Yeah.
Did Scully's sister have a kid? No, godson.
Godson, not nephew.
Not nephew.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. All right.
It's okay.
Okay, I didn't know Scully had a godson.
Neither did I. Probably because maybe we never see these people again. Fair I don't enough. Know. Mulder, on the other hand, stays at the casino, and he checks the phone book for the park service, and he gets a park ranger to show him the area, and then Mulder just kind of walks away from the guy into the woods. The guy says it's like a 1 mile walk from where they are, where the attack happened, to like downtown, and so Mulder just starts off in that direction.
All right.
Real smart.
Like he does.
Then they show Scully's godson's party, and it looks really horrible.
So I'm going to assume that given what you just read us, her godson was born with a tail and wings and hooves, and that's why the party's so horrible.
No, that would awkward. Make it okay. like way more interesting. But it does cut to her godson and his friends like running around in gorilla masks, and it's supposed to be like, you know, like, ah, you know, okay. when they do that.
Yeah, like jump scare.
Yeah, kind but of.
It's actually nothing bad.
Right. Thing.
Okay, yeah.
They gave the kids noisemakers, which I have a lot of feelings about how inadvisable that is.
Children are noisemakers.
They are.
They don't need extra help.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
That's why our recorder is hidden in our house.
How old are the kids? Like, roughly?
Yeah, I can't... They say at some point, I think like 6 or 7,
okay.
they say. All right. And there's just lots of little boys running everywhere, mm-hmm. which... maybe was so obnoxious to me because my house
is also
a place where little boys run everywhere. So she's in the kitchen talking to her friend about having a family. Mm-hmm. And her friend says, "What about that guy you work with? I thought you said he was cute." Huh. Like, ooh, Scully thinks Mulder's cute.
Okay.
And Scully responds, "He's a jerk. He's not a jerk, but he's obsessed with work."
Huh.
And so then there is a guy at the door who is Rob, Scott's dad, who is apparently divorced, her friend tells her. So then we see, before we see Scully and Rob kind of like smile at each mm-hmm. other.
Rob's the Jersey Devil. I'm going to guess that. Twist.
That would be so much better.
That would be excellent.
That would be great. Mulder is then talking to people outside of a shelter, asking if they knew Roger Crockett, which was the name of the man who was killed.
Like a camping-type shelter?
No, no. Like a homeless shelter. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, because Roger Crockett had just been living kind of in that area on the streets. So there is a guy who knew Roger who takes Mulder to a back alley and asks for money for information. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. And... he has information, and he's going to show Mulder.
Okay.
And it's this terrible drawing of a man
that's
stuck
familiar.
In the pocket of a jacket he found, and he says he's seen it. And it's like, it's like if someone just told me to draw a person. Like, there's nothing like...
It's just like a bad drawing of a person.
It's just a bad drawing of a person, yeah.
But that's his information?
Yes.
I saw this thing?
Yeah.
This weird-looking person?
Yeah. Yeah.
What makes it weird looking? Is it like disproportionately tall
no.
or?
No. I mean, I don't think.
Like,
here, I'll pull it up on my phone.
Oh, you have it. Awesome. Can we share it on our Instagram so people can
see
it? Oh,
yeah, we can.
Let's do that.
Okay, so this is the picture.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I like want a print of this in my house. Is he dancing? He looks kind of like old Greg.
Yeah.
Or Robert Smith.
He does. Kind of looks like Robert Smith. Oh no. Robert Smith is the Jersey Devil.
Awesome. I saw it. A man with arms that bend and has kind of longish hair.
Yes.
Oh, that's fabulous. Okay.
So Mulder gives the guy his room for the night. And so Mulder stays in the alley in that guy's area and kind of keeps watch.
Oh, twist. Robert Smith, the guy's name was Rob.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm clearly on
it. It was
something.
Roger.
It was, God damn
it. Oh, no, but Rob was the date.
Rob was the date. Yeah. One that I said is the Jersey Devil.
That's right.
There we go.
That's right. So someone is sniffing and digging around in the garbage, which Mulder finds suspicious, and so he chases him.
Okay.
Which, again, like, it could just be some guy.
I mean, I feel like Mulder's instinct is always to run towards things.
Yeah.
Whether it's a wolf or a person or an airbase.
Mulder's
going to run towards it.
So Mulder is in pursuit, and the police pull up, and Mulder tells the police officer that there's a man on top of the roof. But they think Mulder is drunk, and they take him to jail to sleep it off.
Why do they think he's drunk?
Because he saw a man on a roof. Like, all of this is, like, mildly... What's the word?
Ridiculous?
Yeah. Just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Sensationalized,
I was supposed to say.
Okay. So Mulder claims that the police aren't investigating because they want to keep tourism going, and if there was some sort of Jersey Devil, then people wouldn't want to go. That would make me, frankly, want to go way more.
I know. I feel like that would be a huge boon for tourism.
Yeah. I mean, I have no desire to go to New Jersey, but if I had a shot at seeing the Jersey Devil...
100% agree.
Yeah. Mulder shows the detective from earlier the drawing, and he laughs, which is like, fair.
Like, please go to our Instagram page and look at this drawing. Do it right now. If you're driving, pull over. It's worth it.
So he hands the detective that like evidence.
Awesome.
Awesome. So then we see Scully back at headquarters, and she gets a call from Mulder from jail, and so she goes there to bail him out. And she says she has to get back to Washington by 7:30. So she can't stay because she has a date.
Oh, with Rob.
Yes. And so there's some, like, good Mulder and Scully stuff.
Cool.
On their way back, they stop at the U of Maryland to talk to an old professor of Scully's.
Oh, wait a second. University of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Have I been there?
I don't know.
Leaping Hound Travel has you covered for all of your travel-related needs. Specializing in quirky European tours, they can either help you plan your next getaway or can take you along on one of their fantastic group packages. I had always thought getting a travel agent meant that either you were spending more money or you were paying for something that you could do yourself. After using Leaping Hound to book mine and my wife's 10-year anniversary trip to Paris, though, I'm never going back. Plus, Leaping Hound is owned and operated by husband and wife team Adam Stanley and We Want to Believe's own Liz Holden. It's so much easier to just call Leaping Hound and tell them what I'm looking for than having to check 10 different websites trying to find the best price. Leaping Hound is offering listeners of We Want to Believe $150 off one of their group tours, including a vampire-themed tour of London and Paris in 2023. Just enter the promo code BELIEVE at checkout. That's BELIEVE at checkout for $150 off a group tour when you go to leapinghoundtravel.com.
I did this, like, random trip where it was, like, 2 days' notice. Suddenly, I'm going to Maryland. And I was being taught some...
Is this when your leg was broken?
Program. No, that was my leg was broken in grad school when I went to a conference in D.C.
Ah.
That was the time also that I flew into a different airport and thought I was landing in D.C., but was actually landing in somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't remember
now.
But anyway, no, I got sent to Maryland on, like, a whim, sort of, for some training when I was working in the astronomy department at UW-Madison. That's all I remember.
Cool.
I was there.
Well, maybe you ran into this guy.
Probably, yeah.
He's probably a real professor there.
Yeah.
So Mulder, at this point, if I haven't made this clear, is convinced this is some sort of Bigfoot situation, basically.
Yeah.
So he's convinced that it's the Jersey Devil. Well, they actually kind of stop using the term Jersey Devil, and it's just implied.
Okay.
But, like, there is whatever, this creature, this quote-unquote primitive version of man
and that's running around. And I feel like you have a lot of things to say about that.
I have a lot of things to say about this.
Awesome.
So he's kind of asking this professor about that, and it's clear that's why Scully brought him to talk to this guy about whether or not this would be possible.
Okay.
And so this guy is showing Mulder the historic entry of man into each continent and the effect to other animal species. It's around this time that I start to have a very bad feeling that this guy is supposed to be an anthropology professor. And just like how you're upset with how the Jersey Devil was portrayed, I'm upset with how anthropology professors are portrayed in this episode.
Both of our careers, you know? Yeah. I mean, Jersey Devil-based profession.
So he starts talking about cannibalism and such because the monster, whatever it was, had eaten that guy's arm. He says some stupid early anthropologist things that are kind of racist about like where cannibals are and what it's used for and such.
Okay.
And then next we see Mulder is kind of in the dark looking at pictures of Bigfoot, like you do.
Okay.
And Scully is on a date.
Okay.
And she looks really pretty. Oh. She's like, her hair is up and she's in like an outfit that would totally be popular today again, where she's got like
one of those situations again.
Yeah, it's like a lace bodysuit.
Again, things I never thought I would like again. I know. I think they're real cute.
Yeah. It's clear she's not having like the best time. The guy seems nice. He suggests taking his kids to the beach someday. Like, why don't you?
On a first date?
Yeah, like it was very, very weird.
Yeah.
I wasn't into it, and Scully clearly wasn't either. The parks ranger calls Mulder and tells him that he found another body.
Okay.
Then we see Scully in the restaurant and she checks her watch. Like we can see she's like discreetly looking like, what time is this? I once, to get out of a bad date, it was, we were at Memorial Union in Madison and it was like 7:45 on a Saturday night. And I told him that I had to get up early the next day, so I should probably get some sleep. And he was like, it's still light out.
Oh, God. Don't you know, dude, that, like, at that point you just go, like, okay, I'm reading the room here. Like, I'm not gonna...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Same guy who had wanted to get the words truth and justice in Latin tattooed on his chest. Sometimes I wonder if he ever did.
Wow. I once called Amanda from the bathroom of a cafe when I was on a bad date. And I was just like, I just need a break. I don't want to talk to him anymore. Talk to me for a while.
I did later. I did not go to bed because I did not have to be up early.
Yeah.
But I met some friends at a bar. And then I met a very nice person that I went on a few dates with. He asked me out that night. So it was overall.
It wasn't the guy we were going to send snakes to. Right?
No, it was not the guy we were going to send snakes to. So she's bored. She gets paged, and it's Mulder, so she calls him.
She gets paged.
Yeah. And Mulder says that a body was found that was male, and so Mulder says there must be a mate.
Why?
I can't remember. It didn't make any sense, and so I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're back in the pathology department with the professor. Back in the pathology department with the pathologist and with the professor. So the professor, the anthropology professor comes, And this is when this presumably biological anthropology professor says, if it is a primate, it would have a natural fear of heights. Which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Really? Because
we're arboreal by nature. Like, most primates live in the trees.
Really?
Yeah, even most great apes. Like, orangutans are primarily arboreal still. Gorillas have nests in trees sometimes.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, like, the stupidest thing. I know. It's very cute. Baby gorillas.
See, I think that, like, okay, so I read this book in sixth grade called Nightfall. And it's sci-fi. And it's about this planet with, like, 6 or 7 suns. And so it's never fully dark. But every once in a while, there can be this perfect eclipse with this other planet they don't know about, and it goes totally dark, and the world decides, basically like the Purge. Like, everything goes crazy, and the society gets destroyed.
Whoa.
It's a really neat book.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's a neat concept. I remember having sort of a grim ending, but I love the concept.
Oh, yeah.
And there's some, like, archaeology on this planet where they're trying to figure out what happened. Why do we have these ruins? And it looks like something really bad happened, you know, so many thousand years ago. And then at the same time, there's astronomers going, something's going on in the sky. And I don't know. It was really good. But what I remember is they talk about how humans have, like, three innate fears. Heights, darkness, and I don't remember the third one, but the point was, I remember at the time then, like, learning or something that, oh, well, the darkness thing, that was just made up for the book because it's on this planet where it's always light. But the heights thing, oh, that's true. But I was given this impression as a sixth grader, so I've just never questioned it.
And, like,
it just seems like common sense to me. It's very scary up there.
Well, sure. Agreed.
Yeah.
I have an innate fear of heights, but primates do not.
Okay. But you're a primate. So, like,
I am a primate, but I'm not...
You're not all primates.
I'm not all primates. I mean, if we were to... Humans are a primate. The rest of them...
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Are... I mean, like, our arms can't be dislocated if they go straight up. You can never dislocate an arm by
hanging.
That's
why it's okay to pick up children like that?
Yeah. No. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Because they can't be dislocated that way because we're meant to be hanging from trees.
Whoa.
That's like, or rather, our arms have
like
evolved.
Like Tarzan.
Yeah. But not sorry. Really. Okay. So that's just dumb.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's just
dumb. And he's ostensibly a professor.
Yeah. So then we see Mulder, Scully, the professor, and the parks ranger that are walking around by the shelter because Mulder, you know, ran after that person on the roof there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a warehouse that they're kind of poking around in. And the professor is smelling garbage and tells them that he smells blood and goes, she could be injured.
The mate?
Yeah.
But...
there's not a whole lot of sense of why they think there's a mate.
Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of circular arguments I didn't pay attention to.
Okay.
Especially because then Mulder, I believe it was, says something about how we're 8 million years out of Africa and I don't think we're that different. Now.
I'm ready.
8 million years out of Africa. I cannot, for the goddamn life of me, think what Mulder could have possibly been talking about. That is so far off from anything. And, like, I was going to go down this whole rabbit hole of, like, looking up what fossils had we found in the early 90s. Like, could it have been? But it's, like, it's so far off.
Yeah, it's not
our
even,
timeline
yeah.
that it's, like, not even remotely... I don't know where he possibly could have gotten 8 million from.
It also, horrified. Okay, as a non-anthropologist, I was just thinking, I think what he means is 8 million years since we were not Homo sapiens, but I feel like that's a creepy way to phrase it because people live in Africa, so.
You know. And also that's not true either, though.
Okay. Right. See, I would have just assumed it was because I don't know better. So what are we talking? When did Homo sapiens become a thing?
Well, roughly about 200,000 years ago.
Oh my God. Way more recently.
Yes.
Way more recently. Wow.
And Homo sapiens have migrated out of Africa starting...
But it had to be less than 200,000 years ago.
Yeah, I want to say like 125,000.
Okay.
125, 150, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
8 million years.
8 million years. Now, hominins, so other members of the genus
things.
Homo,
okay,
moved out of Africa roughly 2 million years ago.
Okay.
Which is still not eight. That's a difference of 6 million years.
And so we're talking
years.
Like Neanderthals and stuff?
So, no. Oh. So, I mean, almost.
That one thing that ends in man?
Huh?
They, like, found some dude and it was like...
Oh, they're always...
Okay. Lucy? Yeah.
Oh, no, Lucy was way predating what I'm talking about. But I know that Homo ergaster and Homo erectus were some of the first hominids to leave Africa and colonize in Asia or move into Asia and Europe.
Okay.
And so then from there is where we get the development of Neanderthals.
Okay.
So, because they were purely European.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that was roughly 2 million years ago that members of the genus Homo have been outside Africa.
Okay.
Now, to put this in a little bit of context, our closest relative with the chimpanzee, we divided from that split, or, you know, us and chimpanzees divided from that common ancestor about like 6.5 to 7 million years ago.
Oh.
And gorillas about 9 million years ago. So, like...
So, did he really mean... Well, okay.
Yeah, no, there's just... Okay. It's just nonsense.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're really that different is insane as well. Because we're very different from all of these.
So was his point, look, they have mates. We've proven this with nothing. And we too have mates.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So moving on.
Yes.
The detective then pulls up looking for Mulder, which is when we hear the professor admit that he is a professor of anthropology.
Admit.
Which, which was disappointing. And Mulder is now following some sort of path or trail, and he's outside the building, and he sees something and runs away, and Scully runs after him, and we see a shot of dirty feet walking past.
Okay.
So Mulder is in a building.
Dirty feet? Just like human
feet? Just like human feet.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mulder is in some sort of basement, and he is then attacked, which legitimately startled me.
Oh.
I was in my office grading while watching this, and went, blah!
It's one I watch a lot, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grading doesn't always take... much.
I mean, sometimes grading is so bad, you need something else on just to keep it from being just utter misery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There is some sort of humanoid figure crouching over him.
Mm-hmm. He's in a basement somewhere?
He's in a basement. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we see Scully going slowly towards where they are with her gun drawn.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, Mulder says something of some sort or whatever, and the person kind of, like, yells and swipes at him and runs away, and Mulder is hurt, and Scully finds him. Okay. He says, "You should have seen her. She was beautiful." And Scully goes, "She just about ripped your lungs out." And they say, "The suspect is headed into the woods." And it's ridiculous because this is just like a woman. This is just a naked woman.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, like, yes, obviously... it is, because it's an actress.
Yeah.
But, like, there is no...
So we can see her at this point.
It's just a person. Yeah. I have no idea even what, like, I mean...
what the makeup team was going for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be, like, this whole idea that... because Mulder was asking the professor before that, like, why is that guy tenured? Like, come on. Mulder was asking the professor before... like, you know, is it possible that someone could evolve to be higher on the food chain than us? And could there be...
wait, like, so he's positing secretly humans kept evolving into something that can eat the arm off a normal human.
I believe so, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So the park ranger gets her with a dart, but she pulls it out and keeps running because apparently...
she's
there. They have super adapted.
Evolved.
Yes. Yeah. To
darts.
Yeah. To darts. And then the police shoot her.
Oh my God.
I know.
Of course they do.
And someone is hurt. And Mulder says, "Why did you kill her?" And the.
Wait, the police shoot her and someone is hurt?
So, like, we hear a gunshot and then Mulder and Scully are running towards them. And there's, like, an officer down.
Okay. Oh, gotcha,
And he says, "She tried to take my arm off." And Mulder says, "Why did you kill her?" And the detective says, "Same reason you kill a rabid animal." Which is, like... I mean, like,
I mean, it doesn't sound like we're meant to like this guy.
Right.
But also, I mean, well, you know what? Okay, fair enough. Probably it's not... any more extreme than
I know.
Videos we've seen and, you know?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I know. So then 1 week later, they found fragments of human bone in her digestive system.
Okay.
But there is nothing to suggest prehistoric bone structure or physiology.
Okay, so she's just a human.
she's just a person. I mean, no, we're supposed to think she's not, because there were fragments of human bone in her digestion.
But couldn't there be fragments of human bone in my digestive system if I ate some bone?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Like, no, I really don't think so.
As a vegetarian, I assume not. But, like, I mean, if I ate someone's arm, I'd still be a human with human bone in me.
Yeah.
So that doesn't negate that she's a human, right?
No.
That there's human bone in her.
No. I mean, there's, like, most cannibalist societies, well, first of all, it's mostly for ritual.
Yeah.
But they're mostly not eating bones.
No, I mean, either. It just seems like bad planning.
Yeah, right. I mean, you don't want to eat any bones. Yeah.
But she seems like...
But, like,
you're eating a random arm.
Yeah, yeah, right. If you're just eating and chewing on an arm. Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Mulder thinks she must have been protecting her children.
Why?
Because she was running back into the forest or something. And so if the guy was her mate, she had just been trying to protect her children.
And I think I lost track of the guy.
He was killed. Or dead. Okay. He just showed up dead.
Okay. That's right. Yeah. And did they show him at all?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to mention, his body went missing or something?
Awesome.
Okay. Which, like, I guess is supposed to be an X-File-y thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like, God, I don't know, they lose evidence for everything all the time. Yeah. Like, it's not that surprising. I also find it very strangely heteronormative that, like, this evolved / prehistoric family is like a man and a woman family. And two children or whatever. And this is where Scully says, Mulder, will you do me a favor and will you just go out and have a beer? And talks about how she'll cover for him. So he's on his way to then talk to an ethnobiologist at the Smithsonian. And Scully gets a phone call from Rob as they're on their way out.
Uh-huh.
And he says he has two tickets to Cirque du Soleil and wants to know if Scully wants to ask her friend if she can take Trent, her godson, apparently, and go join them.
Okay.
Which sounds so boring.
I also feel like, who introduces a woman to your kid on, like, the second date?
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
you make sure you're serious before you introduce your kids.
Yeah. And so then we don't see Scully answer. She just comes up and tells Mulder she's coming with him.
Uh-huh.
And he says, don't you have a life, Scully? Uh-huh. And she says, keep that up, Mulder, and I'll hurt you like that beast woman.
I love their banter.
I do, too. And then we see a guy and his son walking through the woods.
Rob and his son?
No, a guy. Oh, just a guy.
Just some guy.
Just some guy. And we see a dirty kid with matted hair hiding in a small cave.
In other words, she did have kids.
Yes.
And they just look like humans.
Kids.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So, like, I mean.
See, the whole, it's real dumb.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, I mean, with the anthropology, with the, like, Scully going on a date.
Yeah.
And, like,
there's a lot of fun in the stupidity of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was the Jersey Devil, which ostensibly had not much to do with the Jersey Devil.
Yeah, really, really light on the Jersey Devilness.
Yeah. And next up is Shadows, which I can't remember.
I have no idea what that's about.
Yeah, me neither.
Absolutely none.
Yeah.
Which is exciting. I think maybe I'll go into it blind. Like, I've... Like, I'm trying to think... Because we got to be coming up on the episode with Luther Lee Boggs, which you still don't remember... But you will.
I don't. It's I remember.
It's the one where Scully's dad dies.
Oh, right. Okay, I do remember.
Yeah, I mean,
I do remember.
Beyond the Sea, that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta be coming up on Beyond the Sea pretty soon. I was thinking it might be next.
But I can't remember, like.
Shadows.
Any
other
things that happened in season one. Oh, I feel like.
Eve 6, or the different Eves.
Is that season one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Which, by the way, the dude from the band Eve 6 is on Twitter, and he's hilarious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and, I have no idea what Shadows is.
Yeah, same. None. And I actually, I can't remember anything else that happens in season one. I feel like I know, like, 2, 3, 4, and 5 really well.
Yeah. Well, there's also, there's one with a physicist towards the end of the season with a particle accelerator.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And there's, some important stuff with Deep Throat that I won't.
Oh, yeah. You know. Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shadows, it sounds like it has to be like a monster one.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I would have watched it more.
I almost remembered something. But the thing is, I could be mixing it up with any number of episodes.
Yeah.
Something that you see, something that in the dark. Wow.
Leave that in, Zach.
I got it. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. Yeah. But Jersey Devil. Good Mulder Scully stuff. We learned a lot about biological anthropology.
That was
human
wrong.
Evolution. That was wrong.
Yeah.
I meant more. You learned it now from me.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah. Anything All else?
Right. No. Definitely okay. not.
All right. You'll watch Shadows?
I will watch Shadows.
Okay. Great. All right. All right. Okay. See you, everyone.
Bye.